Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer. So let's bring her out. The star attraction. The one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. JUDYGOLD.
This is me with Henry.
I just sent out the tweet.
In L.A.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what I used to look like.
You're going to look back at you right now and be like, oh, I wish I wasn't so hard on myself. I was totally hot. Like, you're ridiculous. No. You know Hemda has a holiday CD?
That's hilarious.
Christmas Classics by The Girl. I'm on it.
Okay, that's why you're talking about it.
I sing Mele Kalikimaka on it.
Okay, I don't care. I have a holiday CD. Did you know I'm at Caroline's for, when am I? I'm at Caroline's for Christmas, Caroline's in New York, 23rd, 24th, and 25th for the Merry Hanukkah show. Because every year, last year it was the JUDYGOLD Christmas, a JUDYGOLD Christmas, J-E-W-G-Y.
Yeah.
And then I didn't want to have the same name, even though today is our holiday special.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. First of all, this is a kill me now. I go to the fucking store. Okay, it's like the Monday before Thanksgiving and they're playing Christmas music.
Yeah. Okay.
The fact that any stores are open on Thanksgiving, it's what the fuck has happened to this country? What is it? Okay, and I have to admit, I'm not innocent. I looked up the Cyber Month. It's always like 80% off, and then it's some shit. It's not really,
no,
I don't know.
No, it's just their regular sale items put on the front page of stuff. Sometimes they have, sometimes companies will have really good deals, though. But, I mean, all holidays are just
right-wingy. I hate gays. I hate Muslims. I hate Jews. I hate Latino. I hate Mexicans.
I hate those guys.
And there's a fucking war. If there's a war on Christmas, the war is from your mental. What the fuck? What is wrong with these people? There's a war. There's a war on Christmas. Try being a Jew in this country. Mm. Okay, I went to public school.
There it is.
I sang every holiday song, every Christmas song. I sang when I was in college. I sang the Messiah. You know, I did it. I didn't. You know, it didn't. What are you fucking talking? There was one Hanukkah song in every concert. Dreidel. I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready. Blah, blah. Meanwhile, every fucking
gamble. Right?
Okay, no.
Oh.
That's not what I'm talking about. It is gambling, but who gives a shit?
Gotcha.
It's better than, like, I have to work on Thursday because I work at, like, Target or Walmart or whatever. Whoever
I would absolutely rather go to a poker game than celebrate the holidays.
Great. So anyway, I would sing, you know, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay.
Uh-huh.
And when it's dry and ready. And then the rest of it was Silent Night. Who? I mean.
I know that song in Hawaiian.
And great. And go. 1 second. Okay, you didn't. You fucked up. You fucked up. What was the kamaho? All right, you do that. Let's do a little medley. Okay. You're going to start with that.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a Hanukkah song. Okay.
Ready.
So it's like Barbara and mm-hmm. Judy Garland.
Oh, Barbara Streisand. Yeah. Right. We could do that one too.
So you're going to start.
Happy days.
No, I'm not doing right. that. That okay. can't be repeated ever.
Okay.
All right. Go.
Pola'ie. Po kamaha'o. Maluhia. Malamalama. Moi me kea,
I'm trying to figure out when the fuck to come in. All right.
Aloha e me ke ke ki hemolele e moi me kama.
Oi me? I like that.
See, there's Jews in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Moi me kama.
All right. Now I'll sing my Then I sing mine, and then we sing together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got
okay. Let me just look up these words. I just fucked up the whole timing. Okay, ready?
Yeah, ready.
Lyrics. What you can do now with the computers.
So while you're looking
I'm offline? Fuck you!
Put on your 3G, 3Gs.
God damn it, it's on. I don't know what is going on. Yeah, what is going on?
I just want to take a moment while you're looking that up
yes.
to talk about three more gifts that we've put on our Amazon gift list.
Okay.
We added three last week. That's going to be in the show description where you can find them. But this is stuff that we really love that we think would be good gift ideas. And you can get them for pretty cheap on Amazon.com.
Right. You remember when Robbie Kaplan was on the show? She was one who helped defeat the Defense of Marriage Act. And that was all because of, you know, Edie Windsor and her wife, Thea. They got married in Canada. Thea got, you know, a debilitating disease, and Edie didn't end up getting rights until Thea had passed away. Now, this is called, it's a documentary that you can find on Amazon.com called Edie and Thea, A Very Long Engagement. It's a DVD, brilliant documentary. If anyone still has a hard time that you know, kind of grasping the idea of homosexual love or marriage, this is the documentary to show them. I've had, you know, friends who said their parents have, you know, quote, gotten it after this came out. Also on Amazon.com, you know, on our holiday gift guide, you can get these Huggies, natural care baby wipes. Judy, you wanted to throw them up there. I know you take them around in your car. They're great, you know, for makeup. They won't make you break out or anything. Good for your butt when you're camping. The natural care baby wipes, no extra additives or perfumes, anything like that. Also, the Nespresso maker and milk frother. This is an espresso coffee maker and milk frother. Judy has this at her house. It's incredible. I want to get one for myself. The best froth. I mean, I've tried every frother on the market, and the Nespresso maker, coffee maker and milk frother is the best. I mean, Starbucks quality. So check it out. Our links are in our show description to all these gifts and more at Amazon.com.
So Rock of Ages is Ma Otsur Yeshuati, which is a Hanukkah song. So when I Google Rock of Ages, I get some fucking Christmas hymn.
Oh.
Yeah. I get a Christmas hymn.
Yeah, Jesus is the Rock of Ages.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. We invented the Rock of Ages.
Well, we took it.
And I'm sick of you taking everything.
You know what? So am I.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me look it up. Why is no one calling? We just set out a thing for people to call to tell us their Kill Me Now holiday moments.
That's okay. Maybe people don't want to talk about it. Maybe it's kind of a hurtful
situation. No, I think people it's not hurtful.
Well,
you know,
maybe
we
it's
make
bad
too
memories.
Here's the thing. We make too much out about the holidays.
I agree.
You know, it's like, this is a day you have to be with your family and you have to be happy. No. You know, like, why? Like, my friend Lynn.
Or you have to be miserable with your family.
Right. But that's normal. But my friend Lynn, this is the first, I love her. She grew up in Indiana, Noblesville. And she's 50. She'll kill me. She's in her 50s. And
Lynn who?
Auntie Lynn. My friend Auntie Lynn.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who really, she's such a great person. She really needs a boyfriend. You know, it's like we call her Auntie Lynn because she's like everyone's aunt, but she's like a great, like she's cultured. She travels all over the world. She's like, she's fun. She loves theater. She loves music. She loves dining. She's great. She needs a sophisticated guy in his 50s.
Okay.
All right.
If
that's
you know
what she needs.
Guy.
If I could give her that for Christmas. Anyway, so
Amazon.com.
So now she's in her 50s, early 50s. And for the first time, now her mom died like 20 years ago. For the first time, she said to her father and her sister, you know, I'm not coming home. I don't want to come home. I don't want to be there for Christmas. I don't want to be there for Thanksgiving. I come see you 3 or 4 times a year. Why do I have to be there when it's the worst time to travel?
Oh, God, yeah.
And they were like, okay. I mean, it's like she doesn't have kids. What does she need
to,
you know, and who gives the constant giving of gifts?
It's stupid.
But I will say, Ben and Henry, both, no card for my birthday.
Really?
Yep.
See, I think the giving of gifts is a nice tradition, but it's like, if it comes with all the guilt and things, like, just do it because
it's like,
you want it.
Right.
It makes you happy.
All I want, like, we never gave gifts. I mean, we gave gifts, but it wasn't like a big deal. But
I love giving gifts to people. That's my thing, though.
I like gifts that are good. Like, want some, here's a gift because I felt like giving a gift.
Right.
Like, I would definitely give Mac Weldon. Like that's something my kids love.
Totally.
Mac Weldon. Harry's razors. You know, I tried a Harry's razor.
Oh, my God. I got a Harry's razor too.
All right, so
it just came in the mail.
Yeah, I got a Harry's razor.
High fives.
So I know it's for guys, but I'm like, I'm gonna just shave my leg. I shave my legs all the time.
I love that they.
It's 5 blades. It's like
5 blades of wonder.
My legs. I said, Elisa, you have to use this razor. So smooth. And
your jeans just slip off and on.
Right, and the other thing is that. The handle, it plus they monogrammed it. I love finer things. You know, like, I don't want to use like a crappy razor. I don't want to use that like girly.
No, you're a princess.
You don't talk to me like that.
You know what,
and it comes with shave cream and
there's
it's great.
There's something about the art of shaving that is
That's a store, you know,
that is
the art of shaving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
I
can't remember where I was. Anyway, that is very male, you know, sort
right.
of. You know, you go down to the barber shop and you sit in the chair and they pull out the razor and they
right.
lather up the stuff and they put it on your face. And, you know, I don't know. I think that's such a cool experience that females, you know, have to miss out on, sort of.
Well,
I always wanted to shave my face.
I mean, I shaved.
You shaved?
Did?
Yeah.
Wait, you've shaved your face?
When I was little.
I faked I did. I would put. I loved putting shaving cream on.
Well,
like when I shave my legs with shaving cream, it's like at my gym. Like when you go in the shower, they have shaving cream and they have shitty razors.
Well, they have this amazing shaving gel. They also have these subscription packages that are super inexpensive. And you
right.
can get brand new razor. It takes the art of shaving. It takes those old school blades and the old school style and cream and all that. And it modernizes it. Razors are changed out all the time. They have a limited edition holiday set that comes with the copper razor handle, 3 blades, bottle of foaming shave gel.
It's
new
so
travel
great.
Bag that's like water resistant.
I love that
stuff.
Travel bag
it's
because
beautiful.
You know what? When I all right, this is this is another use for the travel bag. Like when I put my makeup on and I'm in like a hotel and there's no space, and then I have to put my makeup bag in the sink and it gets filthy on the outside. Now it's waterproof.
Yeah. You can use it as a stash bag for your marijuanas also. You know, I know I put my weed bag in the sink all the time and it gets wet.
Do we have to, why do we have to talk about your weed all the time?
Do we talk about it all the time?
You know, there are photos online of you just smoking, and I'm like, is that our brand?
Well, it's my brand because I'm a marijuana advocate, and I'm sure you've been an advocate for something.
No, I haven't. I believe I'm a marijuana advocate, but it's like,
I think the more we see it and the less
I think taboo. First of all, you cannot walk down the street in New York City without smelling weed.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're driving down Columbus, but it's smelling like Amsterdam, you know what I mean?
Hey, good night, because there's Columbus Avenue and there's Amsterdam Avenue.
Right after that. The blade is so much better.
It's thicker, it's solid.
It's old school, new school.
It says JG on it.
Jesus Christ Almighty.
It's for Judy Gold.
Oh,
Judy Gold,
that makes more
ladies
sense.
And gentlemen. It's Judy Gold.
They'll give you $5 off your first
order. Is that true?
Yeah, with code G-O-L-D, gold. So go to harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S, and use code GOLD, G-O-L-D, for $5 off. And for one of the best gifts you're going to get for yourself or anyone else this season, next season, last season, whenever. Anyway, are we going to sing this duet or not?
Okay. So anyway, let's try this. This was the specific song I want to do. First of all, I have to say this. What did you say you were thankful for at Thanksgiving?
I didn't.
Okay, so I always make everyone say they're thankful. And, you know, this is my first Thanksgiving without my mother, and my mother loved Thanksgiving. My mother is very patriotic. We always had a flag out. You know, she loved being American. Loved to be an American. So anyway, I said I was thankful for the New York Police Department, because they kept us all safe.
Ooh, controversial.
I don't think that's controversial. Why is that controversial?
Only if you're brown.
I meant because of, you know, I felt okay. More police officers are good than bad, okay? Every job has assholes, and they are, I am, black lives totally matter. I mean, every life matters, but, you know, I'm glad we have these videos now because it is fucking out of hand. But with the ISIS threat, I have to say, I was really nervous when they said they were going to hit, you know, but I saw police everywhere, you know, putting their lives on the line. And I just want to say thank you for making New York City and the parade safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Shoot. Let's see. If anything comes up. Yeah, I got it, bitches. Yeah. It's a Jewish liturgical poem or piyut. It is written in Hebrew. Okay, so you go. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to sing Silent Night in English now. Ready?
Okay. Okay, go. And then I'm going to come in.
All right. Silent night, holy night.
Ma'otzur Yeshuati Lechana Elishabeach Tikun Betefilati Veshom Todan Izabeach Liet Tochimat Beach Mitzar Hamna Azeg mor b'shir mizmor Chanukah mizbeach Azeg mor b'shir mizmor En Chanukah mizbeach.
Your guys' is way more dramatic.
It is. What? Want to hear what the English is? Rock of Ages, let our song praise thy saving power. Thou amidst the... Now, this is how Jewy the song gets.
We
thou
amidst
the raging foe wast our sheltering tower. Jewy. Next line is Jewy. Furious they assailed us, but thine arm availed us, and thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us. And thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us. See, all the Jew holidays are, it's the same situation we have now. Everyone fucking hates us. We fight, then we use our humor and our words and our and diplomacy, and they still fucking hate us.
I just want to let the audience know that...
They all hate the Jews. Yes, they all hate the Jews now.
Music majors.
You were a music major?
Yeah. You don't know anything about me.
I thought you were a theater major.
That too. I double majored, bitches.
And did you get a bachelor's degree?
I did. And I studied.
And are you a bachelor?
Not
guys,
anymore.
I'll be
not
here
anymore.
All week. Sorry, I'll be ladies. Here. I'll be here all week right away. Yeah, we should do a show of just call-ins and we call Call Me Now.
Yeah, that's a good one. I have a Call Me Now holiday story.
Okay.
So I'm 6 years old and I'm spending this Thanksgiving with my mom and dad at home.
How old are you? Six?
About six, yeah. Mm-hmm. We bust out, you know, our turkey cutlets.
Cutlets?
Yeah, it was one of those.
No, you know. That is so... All right,
we were
go.
Poor. We were...
Oh, you can buy a fucking turkey if you can buy turkey
we
cutlets.
We really didn't eat all that turkey. It was going to go bad.
All
so,
right, whatever.
You know, it's a white trash Thanksgiving. So we're hanging out at home. You know, my dad and I are watching Cops or Cheers mm-hmm. or whatever. My mom's smoking a cigarette. And all
oh,
of a sudden
I don't
there's
like
this, like, beating on the door, you know. And I go and I open the door and it's my aunt Irene and she's
oh I like that name
sobbing just going nuts sobbing I'm like oh my god what the hell is going on uh-huh. You know my mom's like all right why don't you get to bed you know we'll bring in some like stuff in for you later whatever you can come out and have dessert just like get in the room you know and I'm just like oh fuck you know okay fine
and but like how was this person just walked in your hat like. Very close. Whose sister?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom's, like, sister-in-law, I believe. Mm-hmm. So we... and my
like,
dad,
do her right now.
I just did. So my dad is a minister, and, you know, people would come to him a lot when they were, you know, having issues or wanted to talk, mm-hmm. wanted to pray, whatever.
Wait.
So that's what
wait,
it was
wait,
happening
wait, wait, wait. I gotta... Can I just, as it... I believe praying is private. I'm very fascinated by Christians who I'm going to come over and pray with you. Like, what does that entail?
More like she came over to pray
no,
with
no,
you.
But I just have a general question. Like, when people say, well, you know, when they're going to retire from office or whatever, and they're like, my wife and I prayed about it. What the fuck does that mean? We prayed about it.
Just to ask God what you should do next.
And
there's
God
a verse
doesn't
in the Bible.
Answer.
Though. There's a verse in the Bible that's like, you know, if two or more are joined, you know, in my name, I hear it or whatever. So, I mean, who gives
so
a
So there's
fuck?
Power in numbers. But I don't know. How do you pray together? Do they sit in the living room?
You pray out loud. You sit, you
like,
bow your
what
head.
What would
you
say?
Like right now, I'd be like, God, please help me get through this episode with Judy. Please let me not like, you know, start to like cry or barf or something.
Right. So that would be like if I was praying right now, it'd be like. God, please make sure Lauren doesn't interrupt me when I'm on, like, I'm just about to say something fantastic and then she ruins the flow. Or
right. And I'm like, God, please let Judy get my pronoun right for fucking once in my life.
Oh, because I'm really bad at it.
And please, you know, help her to hear when I'm hilarious and she sets me up for a perfect.
No, I get it. It's the timing. All right. So tell me about the prayer. So your aunt comes over
and she's sobbing. I feel like the world is about to end or she's dying or something happened. They put me into my room.
Like how? Do an imitation.
I did earlier. I don't want to redo it.
Okay.
Go back and rewind and listen to it. So I go into my room. My mom comes in. I'm like, oh my God, you know, mom, what's going on? Like, what's wrong with Aunt Irene? And she's like, oh, you know, your cousin Chris. He's, and I'm like, oh my God, Chris is dead. Is he okay? Is he okay? And she says, well, he's gay. And he just told her that he's gay.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm
what
like,
year is
I'm
this?
I'm like, oh, no.
What
know,
year
like,
is this?
What's gay? And,
what
and,
year?
And it's like 93.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe 92. And mm-hmm. And so I'm like, what's gay? You know, and that's terrible. And she's like, well, it's when a boy likes a boy the way girls should like boys. And, you know, it's the same with girls, whatever. And I'm like, you mean they kiss and hold hands? And so my mom is always really...
cool.
Honest with me, you know what I mean? Like, when I asked her if Santa Claus was mm-hmm. real, she goes, well, do you want the truth?
Right.
Or do you want to lie?
A lot of people are going to be upset about that, that you just said that.
Oh, spoiler alert, Santa's not real, just like Jesus. So, I'm like, fuck, what's gay? And oh, and I'm like, you mean they hold hands and kiss and stuff like that? And she's like, yeah, you know. And I'm like, you know, she's like, that's not what the Bible says, you know, is good to do. So I asked her if he was going to go to hell. And she was like, you know, I don't know, but we can pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we still
love
him. All
right, so then when she says we can pray for them, then do you sit and pray?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely did. I remember.
God, I thank God I'm a Jew.
I mean, we didn't sit and pray together. I think I prayed that night. Like,
how do you pray? You
like,
go, please, dear God, please make Chris straight?
Well, I didn't really know the terminology, but yeah, something along those
That's
lines.
That's my pen you stole from my apartment.
Maybe.
Give me that. That's one of my faves.
So she leaves and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? That is gross. You know, guys.
Right.
Kissing guys and touching tongues and holding hands. It's shit. Like,
that, but your mother, did she have any reaction to it? Like she agreed with your aunt?
She agreed with what the Bible told her.
God, I'm so sick of this. Yeah. Interpreting the Bible to fit your fucking
well, I was dead
prejudice.
Set. I was like, yeah, that's nasty. Like, I would never kiss a boy, you know?
Me neither.
Yeah. Yeah, so whatever. Then later when my penis didn't grow in, I was
all
like,
right.
Wait,
okay,
I'm
we're
gay.
Now we don't have to go.
Mm-hmm. So that's my holiday kill me now story.
My holiday kill me now. When I was growing up, I didn't have a great stop.
Oh my God,
picking.
Stop looking at me. I swear,
get your
to God,
hands
it's
off your
a
face
piece of skin.
I don't care, and it's supposed to be there.
I just want to let you guys
skin.
Know
your face has skin on it.
Judy and I were on the phone the other day, and she's telling me about this huge hair she just pulled out and this thing she popped on her face that it's
no,
bleeding
I
out
didn't...
like how amazing she felt. Oh, here we go.
No, hello, we're putting you up loud. We're doing our kill me now moments. So I'm going to finish mine. All right. So it's Hanukkah and I did not have a great relationship with my siblings. Like they didn't, they thought I was weird and they didn't talk to me. They were a year apart normal. And I'm like the crazy one. So, I babysat and then there was some like fair at the synagogue. I don't remember. And I said, I'm going to buy everyone Hanukkah presents. Right. Okay. So I show all the gifts to my mother. And she says, okay, Judith, we're going to put all the gifts on the dining room table. And then we will, tonight after dinner, we'll wrap them for Hanukkah. I said, okay, great. So all the gifts are on the dining room table. And then we have dinner. By the way, the dining room table, it's not like it's hidden. Okay, I mean, it's not a room we used a lot, but...
It's in the dining room.
It's in the dining room, which is right next to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Right off of the kitchen. And so we have dinner, and my brother, after dinner, who never talked... Like, my siblings never talked to me. They thought I was just obnoxious, whatever. Mm-hmm. Says to me...
True.
Says to me, if that chess game is for me, I don't want it.
Oh, that's messed up. Was it for him?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I was like, shit. You know what? I'm never buying them gifts again. I mean, how mean
oh
is
God.
That? Isn't that mean?
So mean.
So mean, right? This is the this is our call in.
Yeah,
we can barely
now.
Hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying.
No, we
no,
can
it's
hear
not
you.
You. It's the people here. So anyway, hi! That you're our
hi.
First caller. You're our first caller ever on the podcast.
No,
yes.
Well,
we're calling this part Call Me Now instead of Kill Me Now.
Got it.
Who is this?
Okay, so your name is Leah?
Yes.
Leah, what up?
Emmerich.
Oh, Oh my God, did you just say my name? Okay, I'm fine.
And where are you from, Leah?
Chicago.
I was just there.
What? Why didn't you call me?
Because I was doing the Steve Harvey show. Okay, so...
Oh, I will totally come next time.
Okay, so Leah, you have a Kill Me Now holiday story.
I certainly do.
Go.
My brother is now a sister named Julia.
Hey.
Who has no fashion sense as a woman, still pretty much walks and eats a burger like a man.
Right.
So my sister and I decided to take her to a foo-foo boutique for personal shopping experience.
Cute.
For, to help, right?
Yeah.
So this woman, shuts the door off just for us, and it's like this whole, special, here's some tea, and here's, a gold rope on the dressing room, and is bringing out, $150 silk,
mm-hmm. Wow.
Or whatever it's called. And, so it's like an hour and 45 minutes of this, catering to, my brother in a wig. And we're, very complimentary, and this looks good, and maybe this doesn't, and, maybe a higher heel or whatever. And after an hour and 45 minutes, and this poor, 87-year-old woman with bifocals on a chain and, a gold thing with baubles, my sister finally goes, fuck it, I'm just going back to jeans.
I wear jeans. You wanted to...
There's just so many things. As if you couldn't wear jeans. As if,
right.
Like a girl, you had to. And also, you're welcome for giving you this nice experience. And this
wait, did she say thank you?
Over backwards.
Did she say thank you?
That's
okay.
Hilarious.
So you spent, or your sister spent, the entire afternoon.
Yes.
When, what day was this? Was this Friday? Black Friday?
It was the day before yesterday. So.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. Just because, she's a trans chick doesn't mean she's not a tomboy.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll take this.
Or even a little dykey.
I think... a lot of trans women I know, they're not great in the style. But there's a lot of women I know who are not great, who are born female.
Well, when you're first starting to live as a... You know what? There's actually meetups and groups and stuff that help you go over, styles and things like that for trans people so that they can ask questions freely without feeling ridiculous, because they really are going through another puberty,
The better story is, how are your parents dealing with the transition?
Well, Judith, mm-hmm. My Republican parents were, really, really devastated mm-hmm. for the first year, and tried to get lawyers to investigate the doctors and the therapists that she went to, and
that's a bummer.
She basically had to just stand up to them and say, you can cut me off or take me out of the will. This is, what I feel is right. And they then were like, we're so proud of you. So
wow. I mean, the thing is, once you realize that this person
was born, did they have any idea there was an issue, a gender issue?
She was married and, had the kids. So, no, we sort of maybe thought he was gay, sort of, just because he was an artsy writer-ish. But no, there weren't really any signs.
So, when you found out, were you freaked out?
Because she's the same person. It's just her
only brother, yeah.
Her peepee.
And
different.
And you're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the boy in the Jewish family, forget it.
Right, the first boy and the only boy. And
oh, my God, forget it.
I saw. So,
it's like Jesus becoming Jessica.
That's kind of like my parents. They wanted
They
wanted a girl. They had three boys. And
so wait, so now, how does your sister, your new sister's child and ex-wife deal with it?
My brother wanted to stay married to his ex-wife, as a woman, and mm-hmm. she didn't want to.
Damn.
So she's pretty traumatized. And the daughter is just remarkable and awesome and smart and funny and
how
a
old?
Drama major. Surprise.
Yeah, how old?
She's 18.
But
she was 15 when this happened.
But, you know, she'll have some great stories.
She will. She has a lot of material to draw from.
And she has apparently very nice aunts. I say aunts, but apparently you're supposed to say aunt.
Thanks, Judy.
You're welcome.
She's really, like, I mean, surprise, I'm a comedy writer.
Mm-hmm.
She's the first person on either side of the family that's been a theater person. So me,
wow.
It's like, oh, my God.
God, your parents must
Thank
be thrilled.
You.
A tranny and a drama
freak. Wait, does your other sister have kids?
Yeah, she does.
Do you have kids?
I don't have kids yet.
Oh, there's still time. All right, I just want you to know.
I'm gonna analyze that, Judith.
I just want you to know that I just did a medley with Lauren. Lauren sang Silent Night, and I sang Mahut Sur Yeshuati. Say? Lisha Beach.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Look, we gotta go, but we love you for calling in.
Yeah.
You're our Leah. When we have our next Call Me Now show, you have to call in because you're like our number one caller.
Our only one.
Yeah, no one else is.
I would be honored.
No
and
one else
Leah,
is called.
Also, bless you, my friend, for being an awesome ally and an awesome person to your sister, and for being a beacon of light and showing people that, you know, just because people transition doesn't mean they change. Their skin cells do a little bit, but you know, being trans is a physical condition that lots of people are born with, and to get it corrected is not changing the person. It's just correcting the condition. So,
you were annoying as a little girl is what you're saying.
So thank you for that is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And you rock.
Thank you, Leah. Who? Just one last question. Who are your parents going to vote for?
Well, my father passed away in March.
I'm sorry. My mom just passed.
Yeah,
I'm going to one-up you. My mom.
I loved your mom.
I know. She was the best.
They were Republican until, like, some of us were old enough to get abortions, and then
Right. They
were like, oh my God, this is
Right. Crazy.
And my dad, like, wrote a letter to George W. Bush and was like, I've been a member of the Republican Party for 50 years, and I will not stand for this. And so now
And he was like, I don't care.
You know, they were Democrats and liberal.
And your mom's still around.
Yeah, my mom is hilarious.
Oh, good.
Whack job and awesome, and you guys are awesome, and I listen to you all the time.
I love you, Leah.
Especially, I am Bruce Hyman.
Oh, I know. And I 5, 4, 3, 2 am Ruth. I gotta. If you go online, you can see a lot of people sent me pictures of Ruth Hyman.
That's
yes.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Yes, she's a philanthropist.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Happy.
Thanks, Leah.
Hanukkah. Happy
Hanukkah.
Blessings.
Bye.
Shalom.
Wee.
I love Leah. She is really cool, but no one else called in, and I'm really, really pissed.
Well, it was kind of a last minute thing. Love of my life's name was Leah. Love of my life in high school. Let me clarify.
Yeah, because I don't think... Kemda. Now, I want to say on the way here, Lauren and I took a car and we had a Rasta
Zionist.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
And then you interrupted me. A Rasta Orthy Black Hat Jew. He was from Jamaica. Black Hat Jewy Jamaican accent. Loved him.
Yeah, that was
he was
cool.
Great. He was great.
Like Jamaica, always from Jamaica. All right, well, just want to tell you, obviously,
yes.
Mack Weldon, awesome gifts, judygold.com/Mack. Using code KILLME, you can get 20% off.
Yeah, kill me on Mack Weldon. I'm telling you.
For
the men in your life.
You know,
it's really, really good.
I'd say even for the women in your life, but, you know, the amazing.
Yeah, I like the long sleeve
socks,
tees,
the jammies,
for
the
women.
Undershirts. Yeah, everything there is just incredible quality. smelly free. If you're stinking, they won't hold your stink. They have this crazy silver odor protection thing. Anyway, if you use code KILLME at judygold.com/mac, they also have these little holiday packages. They've got pride packages, little undies and socks, and I'm really cool. Or if you're, you know, thinking about some stocking stuffers or some, like, you know, just gifts because you're an atheist and tis the season, I guess, and you want to say fuck the establishment
if
and get gifts anyway.
If it's someone's birthday, who cares? Like, if you want to buy someone a gift.
I'm just saying, you know, it's that time of year. Right. I'm an atheist. Holler. AdamandEve.com. Man, if you want to spice some things up in the bedroom, you know, you want to get ready for a little, like Valentine's Day is coming up in a couple months, you know, go to AdamandEve.com. Use code GOLD, G-O-L-D, and you'll get 50% off any item. They'll also send you 3 free DVDs and the free shipping on anything. You know, you want
that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You want a new, like, strap on,
you know,
or some lube,
all right,
butt plugs.
This, can I just say something? You don't have to talk about butt plugs and strap-ons. There are young children.
And they should know about butt plugs and strap-ons, because not talking about our peepees is dangerous, and that's what separates
fake pee-pee.
Us. To you.
You can... Look.
Says the lesbian.
Yeah. Let me just tell you something.
AdamandEve.com.
AdamandEve.com is great, because you do have to spice things up in the... I mean, like, come on. Doing it the same way for, like, 30, 40, 50 years... Boring.
You'd be amazing what just a couple butt beads would
do
while you're fucking.
And you get 50% off. 50% off if you go to adamandeve.com and the code is G-O-L-D.
We have
Gold.
All these awesome offers.
You get
50% off an item at adamandeve.com with G-O-L-D.
Then put the code in at checkout.
Yeah, you get 20% off of anything Mack Weldon using code KILLME. And you get $5 off your first order at Harry's Razor.
And we have those Amazon gifts.
Yeah.
We're like, complaining about, like, how it's all about things, and now I'm... But these are things I think people really need. Like, I think they're thoughtful gifts, especially this AdamandEve.com. 50% off. That's pretty damn awesome.
I know. I
and,
really want to
And
see
you get
DVDs.
3 free DVDs and a free extra gift and free shipping. Just for me. Like, you use... Like, I'm a code on a discount on a... Like, that is so cool.
On a
Gold.
Sex website, yeah.
Shut up.
You have...
I might have to buy something.
And everyone will think about you while they're using their new vibrating
The thing
egg.
Is, if you go on AdamandEve.com and use my code, when you're having sex, you have to think about me.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put a picture up on, you know,
on your desktop and then watch a computer as you fuck.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. So the Call Me Now, Kill Me Now holiday moments.
Ended up being a Kill Me Now moment.
Yeah. It's
Full circle.
This is a Kill Me Now moment because, well, first of all, let's review. We decided this at the last minute, but we really thought that you know, people would call, you know?
I guess people don't like us as much as we like them.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway, well, thanks Leah to calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Leah. L'chaim.
All right.
Harry's.
Mac.
Fuck you later. Not you. I was looking at you. That was weird.
Whatever. Thank you for listening. I'm about to kill myself. Now everyone will be like, my brother is suicidal, and you said you were gonna kill yourself. So long.
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.